Whoops. Oh, shucks.
Larry, what are you doing?
I'm making balloon animals, Bob.
Well, I didn't know you could make balloon animals. Can I see some?
Sure. There's the balloon monkey. The balloon elephant. And this is the balloon octopus. Here, pull the elephant tail, Bob, and see what happens.
His nose is getting bigger.
Oh, whoops. Sorry, Bob. I'm still practicing. I'm perfecting my skills so that I win the grand prize.
The grand prize? Grand prize of what?
Bumbleyburg's Got Talent. I'm so excited to see what the other contestants do. There might be dancers and singers and acrobats. Oh, I've been practicing day and night. Look at this one. I call it Dolphin with a Hat. Pretty cool, huh?
It's amazing, Larry. I like it, really. But can you take a break so we can start the podcast? Remember, we've got lots of guests, and we're talking about kindness.
All right, Bob.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bob the Tomato.
And I'm Larry the Cucumber.
And we've got a fantastic podcast today. Hi, Bob. Hi, Larry.
Good to see you guys.
Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Jerry. You two have been friends for a long time. I was thinking you could tell us what it means to show kindness to friends.
Not now, Bob. We're too excited, and, well, there's just too little time.
And something much more important.
More important than kindness?
Yes. I mean, no. Well, I mean, yes, sort of. You see, me and Jerry are going to compete in the talent show.
Bumbleyburg's Got Talent.
We'd like to do our act for you and Larry and your podcast audience to see if you have any suggestions.
That's a fantastic idea. I'd love to help you guys.
But you're performing in the show too, Larry. You'll be competing against Jimmy and Jerry for the grand prize.
That's okay, Bob. Helping my friends is pretty important. And it is kind, right?
Well...
Besides, now we get to talk about the talent show.
I suppose. Okay.
So, what's your act, Jimmy?
Well, Jerry and I are going to eat lots of noodles super fast. As fast as lightning. We're going to break the record for eating noodles. Nobody can eat noodles as fast as we can.
Yeah, we're going to speed eat noodles.
Speed eat noodles?
Yep. Jerry, get out the noodles.
Okay.
First, we put the noodles into a big, shiny bowl. That's very important.
This is exciting. What do you do next?
Then, we eat the noodles. 3, 2, 1.
Wait a second. You're going to eat dry noodles?
Bob, please, don't interrupt our concentration.
Okay.
Where were we? All right. 3, 2, 1, go!
You guys need some water?
It's over now. Try to eat fast.
Ow! I got one stuck between my teeth.
Well, maybe if...
Eating dry noodles kind of hurts.
Don't stop now, Jimmy! Ta-da! Speed eating noodles! What do you think?
Well,
Was that fast? It seemed, I don't know, a bit on the slow side.
Oh, I think you're right, Larry. It's kind of tough to eat these noodles.
Because they're so hard, and they really get stuck in my teeth. I need some dental floss.
Say, have you thought about, cooking the noodles first?
Cook them?
Yeah, boil them in water, so they're nice and soft. Then you could just slurp them up.
Oh, that's an amazing idea. If the noodles are all soft instead of hard, we won't have to crunch them. We can just slurp them down.
Yep, slurp them down.
Like a vacuum cleaner.
Like an anteater sucking up ants.
An anteater? Oh, what a genius idea. Here. Here's your own balloon anteater.
Gee, thanks, Larry. This is awesome.
You're really good at balloon animals, Larry.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Well, we gotta go practice for the talent show, but we're gonna do it with cooked noodles this time. Thanks for the advice.
Bye, Jimmy. Bye, Jerry.
Bye, guys.
Bob, Larry, we've got a problem. The scallions are in the kitchen eating all our snacks.
What?
Who invited them?
Not me.
They're eating all our snacks? All of them?
Bob, Larry, we have an announcement.
Hello, scallions.
Did you guys eat all our snacks?
No, just the chocolate chip cookies.
All of them.
Every single one. And we're still hungry.
That is not kind! You chocolate chip cookie breath scallions!
Larry, calm down. We can always buy more cookies.
I love the smell of cookies in the morning. Hand me that mic, pickle boy. Ahem. Is this thing on?
Well, scallions, we appreciate you stopping by, but I think that...
And now, a major announcement for your lucky podcast listeners. We three scallions will be competing in the talent show. Bumblyburg's Got Talent.
It should be called Scallions Got Talent.
We will steal win the grand prize.
You can congratulate us now, if you want.
What?
Quiet, Tomato. We are about to perform our act for you. Prepare to be amazed at our greatness.
Ready?
Me.
No. It's me.
No. It's all about me.
We're singing about nobody else but we. Just little old me.
The one and only me.
Not you, but me.
Not your brother, not your sister. Just me.
Very nice, thank you. I'll take that mic. Okay, thanks for stopping by.
That sure was a lot of me's.
You're right about that, Larry.
And they ate all our chocolate chip cookies. All of them. There's none left for me and you, Bob.
Bob, Larry, we need to keep moving. Our next guest is on the line. It's Animal Translations with Mr. Lunt.
Welcome, Mr. Lunt.
I always look forward to being on your podcast, Bob. In fact, all the animals I talk with, and believe you me, I talk with a lot of them in different countries around the world, they all love your podcast. They say things like, hee-haw, 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 hee-haw.
What does that mean?
That means the Bob and Larry podcast is really nice to listen to. I said it in donkey language, you know.
Donkey language? Cool!
Well, please say back in donkey language, thank you very much.
Hee-haw! There you go. You gotta put some muscle into it when you speak donkey.
So, what country are you in now, Mr. Lunt?
Actually, Larry, I'm right here in Bumblyburg. I'm in town for Bumblyburg's Got Talent.
Oh, are you a fan of talent shows?
Ever since I was a little gourd, you better believe it. But I'm not here just to watch. I'm here to compete in the show.
Wow, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna do some nice yodeling. In fact, I'm gonna do a lot of yodeling, and not just me. I've got some buddies who've come all the way from Switzerland to help me yodel.
Really? Yodeling buddies?
Yep. They're mountain goats, and they know how to yodel. Hey, goats, say hello to my friends Bob and Larry. That's Hans and Fritz. They say hello.
Hi, Hans and Fritz.
Hello, Swiss goats.
Oh, really? That's too bad. It's like that in the jungle, too. Yeah, Hans and Fritz say they enjoy listening to your podcast, but the internet connection is bad when they're up in the mountains. And they're pretty much always up in the mountains. But they say they're stupendously happy to talk with you now, and that Bumblyburg is a splendiferous town, and the grass tastes scrumdiddlyumptious too.
Well, that's kind of them to say.
Yeah, Swiss goats are very polite. You go hiking with them, and they're always like, please, you can go first. No, you can have the last bite of grass. That sort of thing. Really? I mean, sure, if you want to.
What are they saying?
Hans and Fritz want to do our yodeling act for you.
Well, that would be super.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Yodel-a-hee,
that's fantastic. Good job, Hans and Fritz. Good job, Mr. Lunt.
Yeah, I could listen to you guys yodel all day long.
Thanks, that's kind of you to say. Well, me and the boys gotta do some more practicing for the big contest.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Boy, oh boy, they were really good, Bob. I'm totally inspired now. Ta-da!
It's a... what is it?
It's a balloon goat. Whoops. I guess I need more work.
You can do it, Larry. Your balloon animals are great.
Thanks, Bob.
And now it's time for our silly song. And speaking of great talent, we bring you the boys in the sink.
Your eyes see right through my disguise,
and no one can deny.
Maybe that I'm the one whose love is no surprise,
and he can't tell you no lie.
But there's a secret I've been hiding, I can't keep it no more.
There's this thing about himself he's never told you before.
Something missing in my middle, and it's hard to ignore.
There's this thing about himself he's never told you before.
Maybe
he needs to tell you something.
I don't got a belly button.
Oh,
I need to tell you something.
Have you figured out he don't got a belly button?
Belly button, no.
Real-life heroes sharing the good news of Jesus? Then tune in today to Good News Heroes on Unite Radio. Explore stories of missionary heroes like Corrie Ten Boom helping Jews during World War II.
Just yesterday, I saw the Jewish family down the street be arrested as if they were criminals. There's got to be something we can do to help.
Or missionary pilot Nate Saint breaching the Aucas in the jungles of Ecuador.
I hope that someday the airplane will be an important part of telling them about Jesus.
That's not all. Explore the Bible on Good News Devos. What will you explore first? The story of Joseph? The Lord's Prayer? Or maybe the armor of God? Connect to Christ with Unite Radio wherever you listen to podcasts. Search for Unite Radio, that's U-N-I-T-E Radio, or visit cefonline.com/heroes. That's cefonline.com/heroes.
Petunia, who do we have waiting next on the phone? Do we have our favorite French peas?
Actually, no, Bob.
Well, that's a disappointment. I always enjoy hearing what the peas have to say. We'll have to schedule them for another podcast.
The peas aren't on the phone, Bob. They're here. They're coming down the hallway now.
Philippe, Jean-Claude, what are you doing here?
We are tap dancing, my little tomato friend.
It is marvelous, is it not? We dance as if our feet are as light as feathers.
But you don't have feet.
I know. That's what makes it even more impressive.
Wow, you guys are really good.
Merci. That means thank you in French.
What are you two doing in Bumbleyburg? Petunia said you were going to call into the podcast today to talk about your favorite hobby.
Yes, our hobby of collecting secret disguises such as big noses and bushy mustaches.
Dark sunglasses and mysterious wigs and shrubbery. Shrubbery is a great disguise. When Philippe and I put on our shrubbery disguise, people say, hey, look, there are two small shrubberies.
But then we realized if we talked to you about our secret disguises, they would not be secret anymore.
What good is a secret disguise that is not secret, huh?
True. That's a good point. I need to remember that.
So, Jean-Claude and I, we decided to talk with you about our other favorite hobby.
Yes, it is our very favorite.
And what's that?
Tap dancing!
Philippe and I are going to enter the talent contest.
Yes, we are going to introduce the world to our fancy little footwork. It is tap dancing, but with a French accent.
Gosh, you guys are such good dancers. You'll probably win the grand prize.
True, that sounds very true. But we have heard excellent things about your balloon animal skills, Larry.
Really?
Yes, very exciting. We French are fond of balloon animals.
We will cheer for you with loud cheering.
Gee, I didn't know you guys liked balloon animals. How about I make you one now?
That would be superb.
Ta-da! It's the
Eiffel Tower. Very nice.
Thank you, Larry. Well, my friends, do not be too sad, but Philippe and I must go. We need to practice. Au revoir.
That means goodbye in French.
Bye, Jean-Claude.
Bye, Philippe.
You know what? I'd really like to win the talent contest, but I'd also really like to not win.
What do you mean, Larry?
Well, the peas are such amazing tap dancers, and Mr. Lunt and his goat friends yodel so well, I'd love to see them win.
Well, I thought the peas and Mr. Lunt and the goats were amazing, too, but I also think your balloon animals are really cool. I wish there was some way for all of you to win. But do you know what's just as amazing and cool?
What's that, Bob?
How encouraging you are to all your friends.
No. Gee. Thanks, Bob.
Larry, why are you eating those dry noodles?
Well, the gourds left some, and I was just kind of curious about how crunchy they are. These noodles are super crunchy, Bob.
Okay. Speaking of food, it's time for our advertisement.
After a long, hard day's work on the job, you don't just need a drink and something to eat. You crave carbonated cheeseburger in a can. There's nothing like that smooth, bubbly flavor sliding down your parched throat. It'll quench your thirst. It'll satisfy your hunger. It'll make you smile like you've never smiled before.
When I'm out here on my horse, rounding up all these here cows with the dust in my throat and the tumbleweeds a-tumbling, I like to reach in my saddlebag and pop open a cold one. Thanks, carbonated cheeseburger in a can. You're the best in the West.
If I'm running late after taking Johnny to soccer practice, driving Tessa to trumpet lessons, baking for the school fundraiser, vacuuming the house, doing the laundry, picking up the dry cleaning, planting new daffodils in the garden, shopping for groceries, and paying the bills, sometimes I just don't
Honey, what's for dinner?
Yeah, Mom, what are we having for dinner?
We're having carbonated cheeseburger in a can!
Yay!
Enjoy the smooth, rich flavor of carbonated cheeseburger in a can. Available in original, extra cheesy, and all new pickle and onion. Carbonated cheeseburger in a can. It's what you crave.
Bob, I'm not so hungry anymore.
I know exactly how you feel.
Bob, Larry, we have a call waiting from Emily. She's 9 years old and she lives in Oklahoma.
Put her through, producer Petunia.
Emily, you're live on the VeggieTales podcast with Bob and Larry.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
I've got a question for you about my little sister. Her name is Ivy.
I like that name. I bet she's really cute.
Yeah, I guess so. Ivy's 6 years old. And she's, well, I mean, I like her and all. She's my sister. But Ivy can be kind of difficult.
Well, how is she difficult, Emily?
Well, she goes in my room and takes my stuff without asking. Yesterday, she took my basketball. She didn't even ask me. And then she left it outside. What am I supposed to do about her?
Well, Emily, the Bible says in Luke chapter 6 that we should treat other people just like we would want them to treat us. That means we should be nice to them, even if they aren't really being nice to us. You see, our kindness should never depend on whether or not the other person is being kind to us. And that includes little sisters.
Even when they're taking your things without asking?
Yep, exactly. Even then.
I know that can be hard, but maybe she just wants to play with you.
Why don't you just try being kind to your little sister? Larry's right. She might just want to play basketball with you.
Okay, I think I can do that. I'll give it a try. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Larry.
Bye, Emily.
Thanks for calling. You know, kindness is sometimes as simple as helping your little brother or sister with their homework or playing a game with them. Kindness is focusing on others and putting them first.
Here, Bob. I made a balloon version of you.
Thanks. All you did was blow up a red balloon.
I know. It's perfect, isn't it?
I think it's time for our surprise guest. Petunia, are we ready?
Sure are.
Thanks, Petunia. Our special guest on the podcast today is Dr. Henry Sanderson. He's not just a doctor. He's the team doctor for the New Orleans Wombats, a pro hockey team. And he's calling us right from the Wombats skating rink.
Hi, Bob and Larry. Thanks for having me on your show. You can call me Doc. That's what all my hockey players call me. Uh-oh, incoming. Sorry about that. Almost got hit with the hockey puck.
Doc, I have a question. Do you know how to make any awesome balloon animals?
Larry!
Balloon animals? Well, I don't think I learned that in med school. What I did learn was how to take care of people, figuring out what's wrong with them and getting them healthy again.
Oh, well, I figured I might as well ask.
Doc, what's it like working with hockey players?
Oh, it's great. Sometimes I even get to drive the Zamboni.
The Zamboni? Is that some kind of Italian hockey noodle?
No, it's a special machine that smooths the ice. But seriously, if you got 12 players whizzing around each other on the ice at top speed, each one carrying a hockey stick, you're bound to have some injuries. I stay busy.
What kind of injuries? Nothing serious, I hope.
Oh, serious enough to need a doctor, that's for sure. Sprained ankles, torn ligaments, sometimes concussion when the players run into each other or fall on the ice. Ice is pretty hard.
Tell me about it. Every time I go ice skating, I fall flat on my face.
So, what got you into being a doctor in the first place?
My dad was a doctor, Bob. He was the kindest person I knew. He was always thinking of other people and how he could help them. I wanted to be just like him when I was a kid. So that's why I became a doctor. I always tried to give my patients some kindness, along with all the bandages and ice packs.
Kindness puts a smile on your face.
Yep, it puts a smile on two faces. The person who's kind and the person you're being kind to. Uh-oh!
What happened? What's going on?
Someone forgot to put the Zamboni's parking brake on! Skate! Everybody, skate out of the way!
Doc! Doc! Are you there? He's gone.
I bet the Zamboni got him.
Or maybe he skated away from it really fast. You know, we forgot to ask Doc if he even knows how to skate.
Don't worry, Bob. He's probably really good. He probably whizzes around the ice with his doctor bag and his stethoscope and that squeezy balloon thing that goes around your arm and takes your blood pressure. Speaking of balloon things, I wish I could do a super cool out-of-this-world balloon animal. Something really snazzy.
Larry, seriously, you make really fun balloon animals. I like the one you do of the snake.
I don't do a snake, Bob. You mean the one I do of the hippo?
Yes, that's the one.
The hippo is pretty cool, but I need something better. And knock your socks off, balloon animal.
Okay, I'm thinking. Oh, I know. How about a T-Rex dinosaur? You know, long tail, big head, big teeth.
Now that's a showstopper. Let me try to make one.
Our last guests for the podcast have arrived.
Send them in.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Larry.
Hi, guys. This is our setup for the talent show.
Laura, Junior, what on earth is all this stuff?
You're performing in the talent show?
Yeah. Laura and I are a two veggie musical dance extravaganza.
With pots and pans?
And lids and bowls and ladles and even an egg beater.
And a kazoo. Don't forget about my kazoo.
What are you going to do?
We're dancing while beating on all these things with the ladles.
And I'll be playing the kazoo.
Can we show you?
Sure.
One, two, three.
Oh, I love it. You guys are super talented. I can't wait to see your whole performance at the talent show.
Gee, thanks, Larry. But I can't wait to see what you're doing at the talent show, too. You can do so many things. I just know your act will be special, too.
Well, thank you.
So we'll see you both at the talent show?
We'll be there. Thanks for stopping by the podcast.
Bye, Bob. Bye, Larry.
Wow. All the performances are going to be good. Mr. Luntz yodeling, the Peas tap dancing, Laura and Junior with their dancing drumming, and you with your balloon animals.
I really like all of them. They're going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Exactly. But the wonderful thing is that everyone, except for those naughty scallions, each one of you has been so encouraging to each other, even though you all want to win the grand prize.
You know, Bob, the more I've thought about it, I do want to win the grand prize, but I want everyone to do well, you know? I'd be happy for someone else to win. It doesn't have to be me.
I'm glad you think that. In Luke chapter 6, it says that God wants us to be kind to one another.
And you know what, Bob? That can be really hard sometimes.
You're right. But that's when we can pray and ask God to help us love others just like we want to be loved. We can ask Him to fill us up to the brim with kindness.
I like that. Being filled up to the brim. Right to the top.
Kindness puts other people first. It means taking time to think of the needs of others. And that's what you're doing, Larry.
Well, that's the kind of grand prize I definitely want to win.
Oh, I think you won it, my friend. I think you won it.
Thanks, Bob. Just for that, I will make you the most special balloon creation ever! Here you go.
Let me see. Looks just like, hey! That's you and me.
Yep, you and me. Best friends.
Well, thank you, Larry. That's very kind of you. Well, that's it for today, kids. Remember, God gives us opportunities every day to be kind to those around us.
And that includes hockey players, your parents, your brothers and sisters, and even your pets.
God made you special.
And He loves you very much. Goodbye.